I'm talking to Jack Schenker, who is in Cairo in Taris. What's happening?
I think the sixth night now running. Thousands of people are breaking the military curfew and maintaining their occupation as essential shelter. We've seen the biggest demonstration yet in Paris, and the festive atmosphere has developed. I don't know if you can hear me above the shouts and cheers and chanting, but we've got a huge bank of speakers that should be set up, where different bands have been playing pro-democracy songs all night. People have been walking around on drums, spontaneously breaking into songs. It's a real sort of festival feel. And right now, they've just managed to set up a huge projector and are beaming Al Jazeera Arabic onto that projector. And thousands of people have sat down in front of the projector, and I'm in the middle of them, waiting for an announcement from President Mubarak. We're expecting in the next few minutes. That announcement is going to be that he will not run for presidency in September when he's due to stand in a presidential election. He won't seek a sixth term, and he'll stand down. And I've been taking a little assessment of what people think about that. The overwhelming consensus is that that is absolutely not enough. He has to go now, and that will be completely unacceptable to the majority of protesters here. People are singing around me now, down Hosni Mubarak, as the Al Jazeera images show pictures of them chanting in the square. Whenever the square comes up on the screen, they break into cheers. And I ask people, well, you know, people are saying, well, you know, Mubarak might leave in September. What do you think about that? Everybody's had the same reply. In that case, we'll be here till September, because we're not going to leave until he's done.
So people are going to stay in the square, because earlier it's uncertainty about what was next, but now they're ready to just stay there until they get their demands.
Yeah, people seem to coalesce on this idea of staying in the square. Like you say, there was a plan for a mid when that ceased, not very feasible, other ideas developed, including Mark's TV building and another nearby government building. But in the end, people seem to think that their best hope is to occupy this square, to keep on growing the protest, to keep on essentially bringing the curve. The hope is that he simply have no choice, because those around him, the top brass and the military and his business and political allies, will simply order him to go. Really reminiscent to Tunisia's situation here, where, you know, you remember President Ben Ali initially that he wouldn't seek another presidential term, and shortly after he's a fool. And so people are expecting the same thing to happen here. They're really fired up. They're really emboldened by the fact that if it's true Mubarak announces this, they've secured a major concession from him, and it's only spurred them on to continue the protests and stick it out to the bitter end.